It seems Joey Aguilar could not have made a better first impression with Tennessee football. Despite arriving on Rocky Top just a couple of months ago, he's done about all you could ask for in regards of connecting with the team. And while he's finding success there, he's also making strides in his understanding of Josh Heupel's offense. But being a day one starter, it's not set in stone. I'm Paige Dower. This is the Sports Page on Full Disclosure from inside the College Football Hall of Fame for the SEC Media Days.
Man, this just breeds competition.
Josh Heupel has made it abundantly clear. It is open competition in the quarterback room, and there's no timetable for when he'll decide on the starting quarterback for Tennessee football in the 2025 season. So maybe not the answer that we wanted, and we wanted a 1-2-3 for the depth chart. And maybe when August does roll around, it will be Joey Aguilar, Jake Merklinger, and George McIntyre in that order on the depth chart. But the smartest decision Josh Heupel probably could have made is the one that fans don't really want, and it's a non-answer where he's just going to let the competition roll, and whoever makes the most progress makes the best plays and shows that they are in a mature state that they could handle the starting job for Tennessee football, they're going to go get that nod. And maybe again, we're kind of wanting some more decisive answers so that we can have these next 5-6 weeks where we can prepare for who the starting quarterback might be. But if we know anything, don't tell Jake Merklinger that, because if we remember what he told us a couple of months ago, he says he operates like he's the starting quarterback. And that's the one thing that he learned from Gaston Moore when he was still at Tennessee. It's just like, it doesn't matter where you are on that depth chart, you better prepare like you're the day one starter. And how much did that help him kind of ease into the role during the orange and white game when Nico Imaliava was no longer a part of the team? With Jake Merklinger preparing like the number one starter, he was really able to maximize his opportunities that he had in that orange and white game, the couple of snaps he was able to get in the last season in 2024. And while they'll continue to perform that way and, you know, move forward with the competition, and it's probably the best answer too for team morale as well. You know, Jake Merklinger really trying to be that number two, number one guy, and who knows what kind of, you know, pride or strides George McIntyre is making. But right now all eyes are on Joey Aguilar, the late addition to Tennessee football. But again, not making a decision, a not-a-decision, probably was the smartest decision Josh Heupel could have made.
The strength of one position can never just be one guy. You know, as we're getting to the back end of summer, certainly as we kick off training camp, those guys are going to have an opportunity to go compete, and best players are going to play.
We'll get back to the competition in the quarterback room in just a minute, but I want to touch on something that I found really interesting from the players and from head coach Josh Heupel in regards to quarterback Joey Aguilar and what the team continued to emphasize and then re-emphasize. And yes, they talked about his decision-making. Yes, they talked about how he was able to make some throws deep down the field. We'll get to that in a second. What I found really interesting was that they more so emphasize and re-emphasize the impact and impression he made with the team away from the field first. And it was almost instantaneous between Miles Kitzelman and Joey Aguilar. It was as soon as Aguilar, you know, made it official that he's a Tennessee Volunteer quarterback, Miles reached out to him over Instagram, essentially welcoming him to the team. And then it was from there that they instantly hit it off. It's kind of like that one friend that you haven't seen in 1 or 2 years, but the second you guys get together, it's like you saw each other last weekend, the ability to kind of pick up where you left off. But there is no pick up where you left off between Miles and Joey, yet that's exactly how they feel, kind of like they had known each other their whole lives. And it maybe goes to the fact that Miles says, we've got the same kind of humor. We kind of just get each other. And it was just instant the way that they were able to create that bond. And that's really continued these last handful of weeks since Joey's been on Rocky Top, and he really set the tone right away. He took the offensive lineman room, you know, out to dinner. He's always down to do anything that the team wants to do, and it could be as simple as just maybe doing something one-on-one together, playing video games.
You know, first week Joey was on campus, you know, we went out to eat, we hang out. He was like, hey man, you play Fortnite? I was like, yeah. and a little bit with our few spare hours that we get. And so, you know, we play Fortnite almost every night. And it's just one of those guys that you click with right off the bat.
I'm VFL Chris Brown. Experience the VW brand proudly being produced in the great state of Tennessee. Harper Volkswagen is a proud partner of Tennessee Athletics. Go Vols.
We have an exceptional group of attorneys that work here. We're all trying to be better attorneys, be better advocates for our clients, be better people.
That makes me proud to be part of the team when I see how much the attorneys care about their clients.
It's truly one vision. I feel like every single person who works here has that same vision, and that's to treat all of our clients like family.
We've developed such a tight-knit team. Everyone is unified in being selfless in their representation.
The Garza Law Firm. Let us help.
And while it makes sense that a longtime friend you can pick up, like you guys just saw each other last weekend, kind of feels natural, but you still may be like, gosh, man, it feels like I just saw you last week. This is great. And that's how I feel every time I see my family. If it's, you know, 6 or so months since the last time I've seen them, like you just get back together and it's just like, it just clicks. You just, it's like no time has passed. But in sports, Miles says that that's really rare. But why is it rare? And how does it translate to on the field? What does playing Fortnite, going to the pool, getting dinner, what does that have to do with, you know, maybe the connection that they have out on the field? Well, it's absolutely everything. You know, you talk about team chemistry and camaraderie and having each other's backs, because not every game is going to be a W, and even in those wins there's going to be things to work on, and the standard will continue to raise and be reset. But it's because of how they're able to make this connection off the field, will show up in those moments where maybe there are miscues, maybe there are busted plays, tough losses, or maybe it's a win but it's an ugly win. And it's when they hold each other accountable that they'll realize in that moment, because of the connection that they've made outside of football, that it's coming from the right place, and that you will want to be held accountable with that guy because you're in the trenches with them.
But whenever you have that connection with somebody and you do get after them and you have that difficult conversation with them, you know it's coming from love, and you know it's just because they want to see better from you and they want what's best for the team. So yeah, that connection means everything.
And Joey's ability to foster these relationships with his new team so quickly, it doesn't go unnoticed by his head coach.
He's growing every single day, but his ability to connect with the guys inside of our roster as a veteran guy coming in, just developing relationships, then, you know, earning the trust of those guys by how you approach every single day.
Okay, now back over to the competition. Does Joey Aguilar have the arm strength, the decision making? Will he get Tennessee to 9 or 10 wins? That's still to be determined. But what we did get is an answer that I wanted after Monday's episode. And if you missed it, let this be a gentle reminder to hit that notification button, because without you, this is just not possible. And I want to be able to continue to do this for you guys. So turn on the notifications, leave a super thanks, a donation, if you can, because it takes quite a bit of energy and time and finances to get up here. But when we go to that answer that I wanted answered on Monday, it's like, what does Josh Heupel say about Joey Aguilar? But I didn't know I was going to find my answer from Arion Carter, because when I asked him, what's your early impression of Joey when you're doing 7-on-7s or it's 11-on-11s and you're kind of just having these simulations that you're going through in summer workouts, what's the early impression? Arion Carter looked like he could not be happier to tell me where Joey Aguilar is finding success on the field.
Fleet Tire has been serving Knoxville's tire needs for over 40 years with the best quality tires available, including Michelin and Bridgestone. Owned and operated by Tennessee grads, their tires may not be orange, but their blood sure runs orange. For the best tires made with the best prices, see Fleet Tire.
Gambusa's Barbershop, Knoxville's award-winning barbershop where traditions and trends blend. You can get classic cuts to razor head shaves to contemporary styling, all at a great price. You'll leave feeling great and looking even better. Gambusa's Barbershop, where men belong.
Great guy off the field. Very selfless player. I feel like he plays with a lot of tenacity, wittiness. He's very poised in the pocket, and just he's a very decisive thrower. I feel like he makes great game time decisions as far as like what I've seen in practice on 7-on-7 and 11 and stuff like that. But just like having a guy like him with so much experience to bring into our quarterback room with Jake and George, with two young talented quarterbacks that to be able to go out and fight for that position, it's going to be a great thing to see come fall camp.
Okay, let's say we take Arion Carter at his word, and it's as true gets, and nothing's inflated, and, you know, Joey Aguilar really has a strong arm, and he makes great decision-making and game-time decision-making, and then you couple that with what Josh Heupel told Jimmy Himes during the SEC spring meetings, that he's able to make accurate passes down the middle of the field, which Tennessee has not been doing the last couple of seasons. This could be a very exciting season for Joey Aguilar, and maybe in the regards to how underrated and undervalued he is by national publications, right, saying he's in the bottom half of the SEC quarterbacks. Could he be a top 10 quarterback? Should everything we're hearing about Joey be as true can be and not inflated by hyperbole or, you know, just hopes and expectations? Well, I think regardless of whatever that looks like, what Heupel really likes the most is that how he's developing, how Merklinger and McIntyre are developing, it raises the floor of that quarterback room.
Whenever you have, you know, three guys in a room that are all competing and saying, you know, no, I'm going to watch more film, I'm going to do more rehab, I'm going to take care of my body better, and they're all competing, not only does that make themselves better and that's going to put us in a better position as a team, but that makes everybody better.
And we talk about the competition. Let's go back to Jake Merklinger, right? He was able to make some really good progress in that spring game. There were some areas that he did need to clean up, though. If we go back to what Heupel was saying, it's, you know, being able to protect himself out in space. It's making sure that he is doing the right checkdowns, that he really is getting a good grasp of what the defense is showing him. I think he had one or two picks in that game because he misread defensive coverage. So how is he developing in his understanding of the game? That will probably be the biggest thing. The other thing we can probably remember about Jake Merklinger is that he told me he changed the grip on the football. So while that maybe is a little abnormal to be doing that in your college career, he says that it's allowed him to be more accurate. He has more zip on the football. That, I think, will help a lot, too, when you're maybe looking to wanting to get to maybe middle of the field action. You can't do that if you don't have good control of your football and understanding of defenses. So those are certainly areas that we're going to keep an eye on, see how much he really is growing in those departments. But it seems like it is going in the right way. And Josh Heupel seems to be continue to be impressed with what Merklinger is doing here in summer workouts.
Continue to grow, the ability to be accurate with the football through the course of spring. He got better every single day. He handled, you know, a good play, bad play extremely well, was very consistent in who he was, really grew in his command of what we're doing offensively. He's done that throughout the course of the summer, too. And, you know, when we get to training camp, looking forward to seeing him compete.
And when you go back to the orange and white game, and you can remember Miles Kitzelman talking about the group needing to operate as a team and not a group of individuals, it certainly seems that they've been able to reinstill that culture and to find their way and to maintain the standard. And we've got so much more content coming up on Arian Carter and his car being in the garage, and Bryson Eason and his favorite moment being a Tennessee Volunteer, the Memphis native. And how about Miles Kitzelman? He said he really struggled this last season with confidence, really relied a lot on his faith and with God and the prayers that he hopes have been answered this season. We'll have all of that coming up through this week, heading into next week as well. So again, turn on your notifications. Please like, subscribe, and maybe leave a donation if you feel so inclined. And if you leave a donation, ask a question, and we'll certainly make sure to get it answered in our upcoming episodes. But I'll talk to you guys tomorrow at 11 a.m.